For such tiny creatures, these sloppy feeders can carry many diseases. One of the worst on record is the Black Death, the great plague that swept across Europe, wiping out one third of the population. Breakfast shift over, the family heads off. Everyone except Maria, who is having a rare day off work. She's not exactly home alone. Even a clean kitchen can harbour six- and eight-legged intruders. And when it comes to microscopic feeders, there are other hotspots. Up in the bedroom, an army of thousands is on manoeuvres. Shaking the sheets sends dust mites cascading through the house. But many more stay in the barracks. For creatures which live on dead flesh, bed linen, pillows and mattresses are a 24-hour all-you-can-eat diner. Dandruff is a particular favourite. The average bed is thought to contain up to 10 million mites. That might sound grim, but it's not as gruesome as the waste they leave behind. Dust mites are the scourge of asthma sufferers. As their excrement decomposes, it turns into a fine dust which irritates the lining of the lungs and nose. As the house is bombed with dust mite droppings, there's a holy war going on in the wardrobe. The clothes are being butchered, and this hairy youth is the culprit, the larva of a carpet beetle. The carpet beetle is one of the few creatures with the guts for this type of work. Its body contains enzymes which can break down keratin, the main protein in hair.